Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the ORIEN New Electricity Regulation conference call on the 18th of October 2011. I will now hand the conference over to Ms. Ana Fernández. Please go ahead.
Hi everyone, good afternoon. Thank you for joining us for this conference call. I'm joined by João Conceição. He's the board member responsible for the regulation here at REN. He'll make some remarks, and I'll make some remarks on the new regulation, and then we'll open the floor for questions, okay?
Hello, good afternoon to everyone. First of all, let me tell you that we consider, as we will explain to you, that the results that we got from yesterday's announcement from the regulatory authority, it's good result for the company. We do understand that the new methodology is not, I would say, straightforward. There is questions regarding the way it should be interpreted, but we will try our best to clarify all the questions that you may raise, because in the end, we strongly believe that the end result, which is the overall weighted remuneration of the company, bearing in mind that we have one value for the assets without this premium due to new CAPEX versus the assets that we have, the new CAPEX, the overall weighted remuneration, it's quite positive for the company. So I will pass the floor to Ana to highlight some of the issues that we do believe that you might have questions about some of the points of this new methodology. We'll try to explain you what is the way it works, and obviously afterwards we are here to answer all your questions.
Okay, so we thought it was useful to tell you that the new formula is based on the Portuguese CDS, 5-year CDS. Okay, so this is what you have to look for in the document we put on the CMVM yesterday. You have the ticker, so it's very easy to follow. Then they take the 1/12 of better or the best numbers and 1/12 of the worst numbers, so that they have an average that is more even. And we start with a CDS of 7.8, okay, which if you look today is lower than the number today, and I'll go back to this. Okay, we still keep the 150 basis points of premium that some of you were signaling that we may lose, or that it could be shortened to something less than 150 basis points. So I think it's good news that we keep the same spread. Then, next bullet, some of you didn't really understand what it meant that the ratio was 72%. What it means is that if you divide the new assets by the old assets, you reach 72%. And this is important because if you do the math, you realize that the average rate of return for 2012 is not 9%, it's 9.62. Okay, so that's the average rate of return we will have for 2012 according to the regulator's numbers. Okay, and this is if we use the 9 and the 10.5, because as you see in the last bullet, the effective rate of return will only be known next year in October. So before October, we don't really know how high the rate or how low the rate of return will be like. Okay? And we made some calculations. You can make your own math regarding where CDS are today and what's your prediction of CDS next year, even if things evolve in a good way, and if we become the next Ireland, for example. But I let that for you to solve. Okay, this is basically the clarifications we wanted to make at this point, And we hope that with your questions, everyone else will be enlightened on the new regulatory framework.
Anna, let me, before passing to the questions, let me highlight one point which I think it's crucial on this analysis, is precisely to what you have just said, is that this so-called 7.8% of the starting point for the indexation method, it's something that clearly sets a good margin for the company, since today the CDS are around 11%. So if you bear in mind that they will use the yearly average from October T-1 until September year T, so September 2012, but having the bearing in mind that these first days of October we have our Portuguese Republic CDS around 11%, if you do all the extrapolation and estimations about what is going to happen if the country starts to converge or if things stay as they are today, there is a margin regarding these, let's put it in between quotes, artificial 7.8%, because that sets the reference for the scope of the curve, and the 9% is calculated basically with that 7.8%. So in order to go below, so the downside of this curve is, in our opinion, relatively small, because it would mean that the CDS of the Portuguese Republic would have to decrease significantly. On the other hand, if things stay as they are today, obviously this is under speculation, but if we consider this scenario, we would have a margin to increase something until, like they say here in the first bullet of the page number 3, to increase around 0.75% over the 9% that they took as reference. So basically, in the scenario that everything would stay as it is today, REN would have a base rate of return of 9.75%. Then you need to compute the weighted rate of return with the assets with premium. So you easily see that we can, in this scenario, go to a remuneration, a weighted remuneration with two digits.
Okay, we're ready for your questions.
Thank you, madam. If any participant would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the 1 on your telephone. If you wish to cancel this request, please press the star followed by the 2. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. There will be a short pause while participants register for a question. The first question comes from Bruno Silva from BTI. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon, everyone. I am a bit confused with some of the items in the new regulation. I don't know if you can help us. The first one is related with basically how is it going to work in cash terms for 2012 and the following years? What is REN going to receive until October? So what are the benchmarks we should look at, and what is the time frame for settling the deviations? The second question is related with efficiency factors that seem more stringent now, and I would like to know if you can already provide us with an OPEX reference, a departing OPEX reference for 2012. And how does it compare with 2011, according to your expectations? And finally, it just confirms something that already happened, but just to make sure that it is still the case. So the return on asset is recalculated every year for the entire asset base. Is that correct? Thank you.
Let me start by answering the last one, which is easy answer. Yes, it is calculated every year. Regarding the first question, what concerns to cash terms, what they will use obviously for the 2012 ex-ante what they have set, like the 9% and the 10.5% for assets with premium. Basically, when they will close the year, they will recalculate everything on the basis of this methodology and the exact figures of how the CDS have evolved between October 2011 and September 2012. Regarding the efficiency factors, what we can tell you is that they did set efficiency targets on rent activity. ERS mentioned that on the public announcement that they increase the efficiency targets. We are not going to disclose because it's confidential yet what is the exact values, but we can tell you that according to the first assessment that we have done so far, these are feasible targets for the company.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the 1 on your telephone. To cancel your request, please press the star followed by the 2. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the 1 on your telephone. To cancel the request, please press the star followed by the 2. The next question comes from Carolina Dores from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. I was a little bit late for the call, so apologies if this has been answered already. But with the information that you have, does this review will make you change your investment plan for 2016?
Hi, Carolina. We are in the process of revising the investment plan. There's more things that you need to take into account. You know, not just the rate of return, but also the financing conditions. At this point, we're not going to announce whether we're going to review the plan or not. We need to sit down. You know, the numbers are also fairly new for us, and we need to weigh the pros and the cons of increasing or decreasing the investment plan in order to make this announcement, which should come in next year's Investor Day, which by my account should take place around April. So before that, we have the annual results. Maybe we won't announce anything probably before the annual results regarding the investment plan.
Okay, thank you.
The next question comes from Elena Barbosa from CAEXA. Please go ahead. I do apologize. Please go ahead now.
Hello? Hi?
Yes, your line is open now.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. I just wanted to know if it's correct that we can conclude that the implicit spread over the 7.8 starting point is 120 basis points.
Sorry, Elena, we're not... ERSE didn't provide us with a calculation of the 7.8, and that's it doesn't matter. I mean, you have to think that we have the spread. You can think of the spread as 9% minus 3.41, if you want.
But let me add something. Do not confuse the 7.8.
Yes.
The spread, because the 7.8 is basically a number that is used to calculate the indexation. So if you follow the explanation that ERSE has given, basically what they did is they use a fixed value for what they consider to be risk-free rate, that they use a package of the AAA countries in Europe, and they frozen that risk-free rate at 3.41. then they set the starting point, this return on assets starting point of 9%. So basically the spread is the difference between both. What, how it will work is that they will calculate the rate of return basically on the evolution of the CDS, and that's where the 7.8% comes in. The 7.8% will be used to compare the starting point of 9% with what will be the final value of the remuneration for a specific year based on this evolution of the CDS of the Portuguese Republic, 5-year Portuguese Republic CDS, discounting or removing the 1/12 highest and the 1/12 lowest observations. Was that clear for you?
Yes. Okay, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by 1 on your telephone. To cancel this request, please press the star followed by the 2. Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the 1 on your telephone. To cancel your request, please press the star followed by the 2. There appear to be no further questions at the moment. I will now hand the conference back over to you.
Okay, that's good news. It looks like the questions you had were all answered by our comments. You know that I'm always available to answer any questions that show in the future. Please let me know. We're here for you. Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This concludes the conference call. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.